Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Midday with Jamie and Wicket on a Wednesday. Wicket's out on paternity leave here for a couple of weeks. Ryan Weber, president of the KC Tech Council, is in studio with us. A couple of programming notes we want to let you know about coming up tomorrow. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly will be joining us in studio at 11:30 tomorrow. I believe we get to have her till about noon. So if you've got questions for her, we'll put that up on Facebook later today so that you can ask those questions. We've got a pretty good list going, but we would love to have more suggestions of what we should ask. Also, we're keeping an eye on the weather. We might get a little bit of severe weather coming up later tonight as well. So we'll let you know what's going on there. Okay, we are taking, for the next couple of segments here, I need you to make me feel better, people. we've got it up on Facebook, and I don't have a better way to describe it than a stupid tax, but it's the money that you have wasted. It is the money, and I guess I'm thinking subscriptions.
Yeah,
because that's an easy thing to not realize that you have signed up for, or you forget that you signed up for, and you pay for, and it's a waste of money, and now you're however much money in, and...
Look, everything is going to be a subscription soon. Let me tell you, because as data privacy becomes more of an issue in this country, companies, tech companies, and these services are going to have... They're not going to be allowed to be free. Mm-hmm. They're free because they take your data and they sell it, and that's how they make money. Well, when that changes, the laws change, it's going to be more and more subscriptions. So this is actually a great public service announcement. Let's get our stuff together now before that wave comes where we're subscribing to way more services than what we have today.
So here's what I did. And 22980, we've got it up on Facebook. What did you pay in stupid tax? If you have not listened to the show much, I like about myself the fact that I do a pretty good job keeping track of money.
It's admirable.
Thank you. It's it took work. I was raised by two people who approached money very differently. One parent who made a lot of money and spent every dime, and one who did not make a lot of money and saved everything. And so I kind of was taught a mix of the two. And the only thing that I really spend money on in my life is travel. I don't have any debt. I don't have a car payment. I don't have anything else. And so I think budgeting is fun. And so I budget for the year and I color code things and I know exactly, like, at least for what I know of, I know when my car insurance is due and I plan for that. And I account for taxes. I do all that kind of stuff. And I also frequently check my credit card statement because I pay it about every 10 days. That's how I don't have a credit card balance. I apparently overlooked for a year and a half the fact that I was being double charged by Hulu. Twice a month, 13th and 25th, they were charging my card just $5.99, which is maybe why I didn't notice it, but they've been doing it for a year and a half. And I didn't notice it until yesterday morning when I happened, I don't know why I noticed it yesterday of all times. Again, I glance at this card all the time, but I looked at it and I said, I thought they just charged it. Why is that charge showing up again? So I do a little homework and I go back and look. And in fact, they have been charging it twice a month since I got this card, which was January of last year. And I'm like, and so your initial thought is, whoa, I'm going to call them and they're going to. And then I thought about it for a second.
Then you have to actually do that.
It turns out it's my own dumb fault. It's absolutely my own stupid fault. And I vaguely remember doing it. That somewhere along the way, I set up, apparently, a second Hulu account. And I think what I thought I was doing was changing my password on the account I had. And instead, what I did was establish and give them the authority to charge my card on a second account. I looked. Yes, in fact, there is a second account that has not been used all of this time, because why would I need two? That's what the second charge was. So question number one is, when I call Hulu, I'm going to cancel it, obviously. And it's so I'm probably out, who's better at math than I am, $6 a month times
I got you.
Times 17 months, 16 months. What's the stupid tax? What did I pay?
$102.
Okay.
United States dollars.
$6 times, okay. You think it's not that bad. But I'm like, that's the amount of money it takes me, you know, in gas to get back and forth to Illinois in a weekend. That's a, you know, a mid-priced hotel room. I think of all the things that I could be doing with that money instead of Hulu having it. So, first thing is, when I call Hulu, and I will, do I have any standing whatsoever to ask for my money back, even though they have no reason whatsoever to give it back to me? This was entirely my fault. How I didn't notice it is beyond me, but nonetheless. Although you had a really good suggestion, or EJ did this morning, that we'll talk about what I should approach with them. But who else has done this? Who else? Tell me I'm not alone in, because I'm the last person that would do something like this. I assume other people have paid for something for a long time that they didn't know or didn't realize they were paying for. Somebody's done the same thing.
You do know you're probably not getting money back, but that doesn't mean you can't get value back, right? So you're likely not getting $102 and change back into Jamie's checking account.
They don't have any reason to refund my card.
No, and I don't know Hulu, but let's assume you get lucky and you get a reasonable customer service rep.
And I'm honest.
Yes. How are you going to approach this?
Charming. I can turn on the charm.
You have self-accountability.
I do. It's all my fault. Completely all my fault. I could say you guys should make it clearer when I'm changing my password versus setting up a new account. See, but I don't know if that's going to get me anywhere.
They're like, you should have read the terms and conditions of your transaction and read that all sales are final.
I should have.
Those wonderful terms and conditions.
Okay. So you think... The idea this morning was maybe they could just give me free Hulu for the next year and a half to make up for the part that I've already paid for.
I think you should take what you're going to get.
But what do I... Number one, I don't want to put words in their mouth. I want my money back first. I would rather have the $102.
Right, of
but
course.
But if not...
Yes, from an accounting standpoint, they just can't give you $102 back.
Well, they could.
Well, I mean, honestly, like, this happens to us sometimes in our business. Like, we have to refund things. We always put clear, like, especially like events, like all sales are final. But like refunding from an accounting standpoint is difficult. And it's way easier to be like, you know what, we're going to credit that towards something else, because that is so much easier to account for than refunding money.
That's fine. If they did that, I don't have to pay for Hulu. I'm not getting rid of Hulu. I use it enough that I'm not getting rid of it.
Yeah. But what if they're like, hey. Well, you know what? We're going to give you a month. We're sorry about this.
Cheap.
You've been a great customer.
Cheap.
Here's a month. Here's five. You know what? A month is still 30 days. We're going to give you a month free to your other account.
Okay.
We know you can't prove these two accounts are connected, but we're going to give you a month.
Wouldn't they know from looking at the account that the one that I haven't been using hasn't been used in a year and a half, and that would be unusual?
Well, I don't know. So this happened to my mom recently. She got a new phone, and she had recently been remarried, so she changed her email address to reflect her new last name. Well, she didn't quite understand how an iTunes account works. And so she had two accounts now, and her contacts didn't transition. A huge problem, like day-to-day problem. So this is something where I was like, you know what? You're going to have to go to a store and figure it out to migrate these two accounts into one. And it's just not possible. Their systems are not created to know that these are the same person with two accounts.
Okay. A lot of you are texting
I'm making a lot of assumptions about Hulu's business practices, by the way. Poor Hulu.
I also, couldn't I threaten to cancel Hulu? Couldn't I say, you know what?
They're going to say, gosh darn, Jamie,
we only
really?
have 70 million other subscribers.
Street's going to find out about this. Please don't.
Yeah, you're right.
No.
All right.
Yeah.
Keep your texts coming in. A lot of you have ideas about what I should be doing here, and that's great. Midday with Jamie and Wickett on KMBZ. Ryan Weber, president of the KC Tech Council, is here for Mike Wickett. And we are talking about the fact that I did something that apparently is not completely unusual. In fact, somebody's talking about Audible on the text line. We'll talk about that in a second, because I did the same thing this person did too. I discovered that for about a year and a half, I have been paying for a Hulu subscription that I didn't realize I had and didn't realize I was paying for. What I think I did was I went in one time to change my password, and in the process set up a second account under a different email address and gave Hulu the authority to charge my card. And for a year and a half, and I'm ashamed to even admit this, they were charging my card twice a month, once for both accounts, $6 each, and I didn't realize it until yesterday morning. I'm going to affectionately call that the stupid tax, and a lot of you are giving me suggestions on how to handle it with Hulu. And if you've got other ideas, feel free to let me know. And if you have a similar story, let me know, because I don't think this is an unusual experience. Somebody just texted in, and then we'll get to your calls here in a sec. But yes, Audible. And if you don't know Audible, it's an app that you can put on your phone for audiobooks. Texter said, we had somehow subscribed to Audible and they charged us $14.95 a month for 15 months. I thought my wife used it, asked her one day. She said she never signed up for it. They refunded them all 15 months. I don't know if my luck is going to be as good as yours, but you make me a little more hopeful. First on the line is Brian in KCK. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Jamie. Yeah, this can go either one of two ways. I did the same thing that you did with WWE Network, and they would not refund my $9.99 a month. They didn't seem to care. Apparently, I had signed up for them, and my fiance did as well, as a gift to me. And I guess when I thought I was renewing, I used my debit card, and it signed up under a different email address. But they didn't care, so they just recanceled. But I had an uncle that my mom went to go see just a few weeks ago, that she was looking over his bills for him, helping him out, and she discovered that his cable bill he had been paying for like the last 3 years for Spanish whatever programming and internet, and he has never even been on the internet. He's about 90 years old. He's never been on the internet, and he doesn't speak a lick of Spanish. The cable company insisted that he had to have done this on the box, you know, like pushing the buttons or whatever, and click to subscribe to it. But my mom threatened to sue, and they gave him cable for like a year free.
Okay. That's it. That's not a bad scenario. Thanks a lot for the call, Brian. Suggesting that they kick in some free Hulu out of the goodness of their hearts.
Probably your best case scenario.
Wait,
how long have you known about this again? Remind me.
I found out about it yesterday morning before the show that I had been paying for it since I got this. Shoot, it's possible that I've only had this card since January of last year. It was a different card. It's possible I was doing it on the previous card too. I don't know. I don't have that card anymore.
Well, I was going to wonder if it's been a couple of days. I mean, there's just the whole like, when you're just gonna like just not enjoy calling that number,
no, being on hold,
press one to talk to this person. I just
not anxious for it. Oh, so you think I shouldn't even call?
No, I think you should call.
Why doesn't Hulu have a chat feature? I want every customer service place that I deal with to have a chat feature, so I don't actually have to call.
Oh, and nightmare scenario over the weekend traveling back here. There was a blizzard in Chicago.
Yes, there was.
A blizzard.
My
folks.
Mom said 5 inches of snow in Chicago.
It caused so many travel issues. But Southwest, give them credit. They're wonderful to talk to. But it, like, you know, you call and you say, you offer, they give you the opportunity for the get call back.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it took 55 minutes. But it's still better than waiting on hold. I mean.
Give me a chat. Southwest doesn't have a chat feature on their website either. It makes me crazy.
But if you tweet at them, they respond quicker.
They respond immediately.
Yes.
I mean, immediately if you tweet at them.
Delta did too. And I was even in Korea and they're responding quickly to tweets and not to calls. And so, yeah, folks, use that social media. Hey, maybe you should tweet at Hulu real quick.
That's a great idea, actually.
Maybe at break.
I think during news, maybe that's a bad idea.
Let's tweet them.
Not a bad idea. All right. Laura's up next in Kansas City. Hey, Laura. Hello, Laura. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. So I moved into a new house in November of 16 and bundled my AT&T UVerse along with my internet and my phone, landline, which I didn't need a landline. And so since this past November, I have been paying, my two-year contract ran out, and I have been paying for, I figure with taxes and everything, about $40 a month extra for a landline that I never knew the number of.
Wow. Okay. Landline you didn't even, so... What did you do?
Well, I called them actually because of a technical issue with my internet, and they said, well, if you're not using that, and to disconnect my landline, and they said, well, you know, you can actually get an upgraded internet and less TV, which I didn't need, and pay $50 a month less to get an upgraded internet. And so I'm paying $50 a month less, but they did not offer to refund a dime.
All right. Well, at least it turned out a little bit in your favor. I can't believe no one has been texting me about gym memberships that you never used.
Oh.
This is a situation I suspect I'm going to find myself in soon. So Planet Fitness is the gym that's closest to the radio station here. And I was like, New Year, I did what everybody does. It's winter, you know, and you have the choice when you go to Planet Fitness between their sign-up fees and stuff, but there's a $9 a month plan, which is just their basic, or if you pay more, it might be 20 or 25, you get to use all of their stuff, their massage chairs and everything, and you get to go to any Planet Fitness. And I was like, oh, that's kind of attractive that then I can go to any one. Sure, I'll pay the $25 a month. Now, at any point, you can switch back to the $9 plan, but your 1 year, because once a year you pay a fee, and so your 1 year starts over. I should probably just switch back to that $9 a month now, because I don't, I've gone quite a bit only to this one.
Travel Jamie
work.
Hasn't checked into a Planet Fitness in some exotic place in the world.
No, it's funny that, let's see, no, I don't suspect I will be going to the gym on vacation anytime soon.
I have never been to a gym on vacation.
The last thing I want to do on vacation is go to a gym ever.
Gotta give your body a break.
Yeah, definitely.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.